Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabe Morenzi. I'm on the grid. I'm also on Sirius XM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks. Shout out to all of our digital video television networks and everyone else in between joining us on this Wednesday evening. So we do have a lot of game time decisions to make. Countdown to kickoff is on. NFL regular season set to kick off in a little more than 24 hours time. But we got Major League Baseball action going on right now as we speak. And the Colorado Rockies lead the San Francisco Giants 4-3. I'll ask the Raging Redhead, the one and only Cam Stewart, if he has any action on this game.
Why don't you just guess what teams I took this afternoon?
I say you have the Rockies right now.
You correct. That is correct. Yeah, you know right. Me.
Ding, 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 I'm ding, on ding. The I wish I could win money for that. It's easy to pick.
Yeah. Oh, if it was a game show, it's like, what?
I'd be like, oh, Cam's on. That'd be great. It'd be a good game show. Who's Morenzi on NFL Sunday? You know, this game.
Exactly.
Bengals, Vikings. Game has Mike Zimmer. I like that. Guess what? It's like I said, what's in Cam's pack? What's in Cam's pack? What's in his six pack?
I got a lot. Gabe, we'll talk about that in the 8 o'clock hour with the BMW. It's also, America came and they picked their team today. Patrick Reed not on the team. So that was kind of a little bit of a story. But importantly, you said it, though. Football's around the corner. Baseball this afternoon. We got some games. And there's actually action coming up at 6:10, too. We got Cleveland and Minnesota. We got Pittsburgh, Detroit. A lot of games. A lot of these early start times now as the season progresses.
I'm going to have to pull a Joe Namath and a Cam Stewart on this one. I could care less about the Pittsburgh Pirates and Detroit Tigers struggling.
Struggling? I'm betting this game. I guess I have more problems than you do.
Yeah.
That's when you know a guy's a complete... That's the first thing they ask you.
Hi, I'm Joe Namath. It was the best one. Bart needs to know how to become a good quarterback overnight. Just by a miracle, Joe Namath breaks down right in front of the house. And he goes, just remember what I told you, kid, about being, number one tip to being a good quarterback. It was vapor lock. Vapor lock.
Great episode. No, I love Joe Namath. Joe Namath's you're right. Him and
like you said, he'll show up for anything. I think we offered him a couple of bucks. Like, he'll be a regular on our show. Probably wouldn't take, how much is he really getting paid for some of these commercials he's doing?
I agree. So he's doing the thing with Jimmy Walker, Dynamite. They're pimping prescription drugs. I see him and Joe Namath. They're like a tag team. All right, have you seen that? He goes, Gabe, the prices are Dynamite. Hey, man, I look at these guys.
If
people
you're
could
thinking
say,
about like buying prescription drugs, Cam, you think of like Jimmy Walker and Joe Namath. Those are your medical experts in today's day and age. I have Jimmy Walker.
I got to be honest with you, Gabe. I trust them more than a hell of a lot of other people peddling pills. I'll get mine from Namath and Jimmy Walker.
Joe Namath has taken a lot of pills over the years, so he would be onto it. Like a lot of surgeries. Yeah, I was an NFL quarterback for years. I'm Joe Namath. Joe's the best. So yeah, still 4-3 in this baseball game. We'll keep our eye on this. So it doesn't surprise me. All right. So you got Twins and Guardians. We're getting a head start on the name change. Get Cam's thoughts as we welcome the AM Radio affiliate. All right, shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I'm Morenzi. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, we got baseball action going on right now because Cam is a degenerate. He wants a piece. He wants a piece of that pie. Cam's like walking into the baseball buffet right now, and he sees, oh, here's the Twins. Here's some Twinkies. You start off with some Twinkies to get it going against the Guardians. We're already calling Cleveland the Guardians, so we're not that idiot that calls them by their former name. For the next 3-4 years. Says, it's hard to get used to. Nah, it's not that hard to get used to. Like, you can slip up like once, twice. Not that hard. It's like, whatever. So now
you can pull a Berman. That was my favorite Berman ever, using the R word three times in like 3 minutes. That was a classic. Yeah, I'm betting this game, Gabe. I'm betting this game. Who do you think I like in this game?
Who do I think you like in this game?
Yeah.
My gut instinct right now in a game show, I'm going to say you're on the Twins.
No. Nope. I'm on the Guardians.
Oh, you're almost said the juice.
Yeah, I am with I like McKenzie. I like that pitcher. And the other one, I think you might get the other game. I'm betting it too because I'm a real I got a real problem. Detroit Pittsburgh. Right,
so, okay, you know what? I got to be honest with you. I didn't even look. I skipped over that game. I've got like 12 college football games circled. I'm putting things together. I didn't look at this game, but I didn't realize McKenzie was pitching. So, yeah, I can understand why you're on the tribe here. You're on the tribe. This is a tough one. The Tigers and the Pirates. You bet these teams all the time.
So I do.
These are like two of your buddies here. You got to go hang out with one of them and stiff the other one tonight. I don't know, man. I think you're probably going with the Bucks. When it comes down to it, I think you're more of a Pirate fan than Tiger fan.
No? See, this game show is getting a little bit tricky, Morency. You're starting to sweat like me. I'm on the Detroit Tigers today. I like
these
Turnbull.
Are just
horrible
games. It's hard to like. To
yeah. Oh, people out there, if you're listening, I'm not going to endorse anything. Like, if you want to bet on a Tigers Pirates game like me, go.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, how about it? I actually like the game. I like betting. We have some action during the show. I think it's fantastic.
The Pirates, this is like Mountain Dew and crab juice. Ah, God, I'll take the crab juice.
I am taking the crab juice because Detroit Tigers are the crab juice. The Pirates are the Mountain Dew.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Game Time Decisions. I am Morency. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. All right, the countdown to kickoff is on. The National Football League regular season is rapidly approaching. We're going to get into all the point spreads. We've talked about Tampa and Dallas already. A lot of games to break down. A lot of college football games to break down. We've got golf to break down. As Cam alluded to, the Ryder Cup team has been announced for the USA. Look forward to Cam and Dubsy's take. Breaking that down, we got more line movement, number continues to climb, and you got to start to ask yourself and wonder, Cam, like, how high is this line going to go? Are we going to get to 10? Are we going to, like, our Tampa, it's 8.5.
I don't think
now.
So.
Like, we're going to get to 9?
I think it'll be.
Going to get to 9?
Yeah, I think 9. I think it'll get to 9 by game time. I don't see many people betting Dallas. I agree with that. I don't think it can get to 10. That's too key of a number, a converted touchdown
really
and a field goal.
Between 7.5 and 8.5, anyways. That's the whole thing. It's like people are like, oh my God, it's going up. It's in the middle of a weird, like, non-key number, really.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I know that, well, the thing opens up at what did this line open up? More like 7, 7.5, and it's 8. I would expect it to get to 9. I don't think there's gonna be too much Dallas
this, Cam,
money.
Mm-hmm. Because it's one of the things that angers me. And a lot of, like, handicappers do it often. They'll throw it out there. And I don't know if, like, they think they sound like mathematicians or something like that. But, well, you know what? I really like this game at 5.5. But at 6, I just can't do it at 6. So, So what? It's a stone cold lock at 5.5, but you're that worried about it. There's a half point difference. Like, if you like a game, you like a game. And, you know, there's less and less key numbers all the time right now. So as I stated, like, there's not really a difference between 7.5 and 9.5. There's like the key number would be 7, and then the key number would be 10 again. Because then, like, people, and we all do it. I'm guilty of it. We all do it. We all spend way too much time on these stupid point spreads. They don't even mean anything for the most part. They're just there, right? And they don't even come into play. You see it all the time. The team that wins, it doesn't matter. How many times does the team actually lose and cover the point spread? It's actually like way rarer than people think it is. So my whole deal is we all will overanalyze the line move of a half point and stuff like that when in reality, Kemp, there's like a 0.9% chance of like getting screwed over by that move. You know what I mean? It's not there's a 12% chance we're going to get screwed now. It's like, no, there's like a 0.1 or like 1.3% chance that the game somehow lands on that number that, you know, that you just got middled and got screwed on. But we make more of it in our heads, I find. Like I said, point spreads, although I will admit, the last 2 years, Cam, point spreads have come into play a little bit more. There was a big run, man, like for like the last, like let's say the last 7 years, like the last five out of the last 7 years, guys. It's sort of like the Super Bowl. How many Super Bowls there been now? 55, I think? 55 Super Bowls? Cam, there's only been 6 Super Bowls ever where a team lost and covered. And it's sort of the same thing. I remember we used to talk about it with Mark Lawrence all the time. It was like 82% of the time, guys. Like only 18% of the time in an NFL game did the point spread come into play. Like if you took the underdog plus the points, you could have taken them on the money line. They won the game anyways.
Yeah, well, let's take a look, I think, in all leagues, right? And the way I see it, Morency, is I'm doing it a lot more. And actually, it's funny, when you mentioned it, I remember you started getting on this about a year ago. I've been doing this. Like, for example, in college football.
It's been a couple of years I've been harping about this.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Here's the deal. If you're going to take a team at +6, you think they can win the game. You have to put a percentage. I don't care like units and this or whatever.
That's a great point.
Say you're doing 50-50. I'll take 50 on the spread, 50 on the money line. And that's what I've been doing, 100-100. Duke played Charlotte on Friday. That day we had a really good day on Virginia Tech. And I'm like, if I think Charlotte can cover 7, I think they can win the game. They win the game. And you're getting these teams at +6.5, 7, +240. +225, stuff like that. It is essential if you're going to play dogs to put, I don't know, everyone has their own formulas and system, but you have to put a money line dog play. CFL game, Edmonton, they went outright. All the other stuff. The only time in college, Gabe, that crazy week, the Ohio State game, that was weird. Landed on the number. There was like 3 or 4 games that week where they were right on the spread.
Going to win that game. That's a little different when you get into the monster point spread.
Correct.
In college
football. Correct.
Absolutely. Like you didn't think that.
Well, that's a 14 point. I'm saying within 8 to 10. You know what I mean? Like, hey, some 10, 13 point underdogs are going to win out, right? You could do whatever you want. I'm just saying, if you think that if you're going to take the points with a dog, I think you should sprinkle on the money line too. You have to.
This goes way back, actually, Cam, because I give credit. Mark Lawrence is, you know, one of the great, you know, numbers guys. Ralph Michael's great as well. And Ralph could be all over this. If we just ask him on Twitter right now, he'd probably respond in a minute. Hey, guys, it's this percentage, right, over the last 5 years. But we got to give credit to the old school OG on this, Mr. Sports Pager, Mr. the Crazy Cuban, as he was referred to. And that was his own nickname. Like, if he was a wrestler, that's what he would have called himself. Jorge Gonzalez. I swear to you, it was like 2011 or 12. So it was like 2012, I guess, man. I'll never forget. Like, he basically, I remember, like, he was telling me all the time about money lines in the NFL. Like, don't waste your time with point spreads. He basically stated, if you like a team to win, you know, lay the point spread. If you like the team, like, to cover, take the money line, right? So it was one of those type of deals. But he also brought up a good point at the time about how, like, people will lay juice in a baseball game often, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're used to it. And hockey. You bet hockey all the time. You bet baseball all the time, Kev. You take nothing of it. Oh, it's -145. It's -148. It's -172. It's this. I'm talking about favorites. And you'll play it. You'll play. You might parlay it. You'll play it. But people don't do it as much with football. It's always, what's the point spread?
Exactly.
Like, you don't hear a lot of people talk about money lines very often. Like, yeah, I'm laying
another sport game
five on the money line in football. Well, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? You can make money doing that as well. And I've got somebody, Rick Saratella from the NFL Draft Bible, just sent me a tweet that someone shared with him that I'll get into when we have more time on the other side. But like I said, Cam, there's a million ways to approach how to beat a sports book and try to win money betting on sports.
Yeah, and I've had a really good run, Gabe, but I'm doing something differently. What I want to do, put into play more for football, is put an underdog, not two favorites, in a two-game parlay. And I will tell you this. Tennis, I've learned this big time. It's exactly what you talk about. You have a spread in a match with a dog. Take a look at these underdogs that are winning. Plus 280, plus 450. These are plus 120s, buddy. The two teenagers in the final four in the semis. I'm telling you, I've been like won my last seven matches, Marenzi, and I'm hitting money lines. That's exactly what you're saying. I'm trying to stick to it. It's hard, though. When you're on a good run, you could bet like that. But when you're down, you think, oh, I got to get it back with easy money. And your first thought in your brain and your frontal lobe is to go to a favorite. That's what you got to get away from doing. We've been in this business a long time, and I hope I stick to it because it's working. I'm telling you, buddy, this tennis underdog money line stuff is out of control. Like, players 3-1 are consistently winning outright.
Well, and a classic example is in the National Football League this week. All right, let's look at the Houston Texans. The Texans are getting 3 points in this game. I think they're going to win the game outright. Like, if I didn't think they were going to win a game outright, I wouldn't be taking them because I'm only getting 3 points. There's not a lot of, like, room here. You see, like, the logic doesn't add up. And what a big difference between getting plus 150 and laying minus 110.
Correct.
60 cents. Six, 60 cents. Yeah. All right, here come the protesters. 60 cents to pay
you back. $60. Keep on doing it over the year.
I don't know. There's protesters every day out here in the world. They might be protesting Deshaun Watson right now. So it is Tyrod Taylor, though, to clarify, for the Houston Texans. Tyrod Taylor versus Trevor Lawrence. But like I said, so I've been telling you guys I like the Texans. I can't tell you, well, do you like the Texans at plus 150? Oh, no, because, you know, well, if I like.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Like the Texans, and I think then the Texans can win this football game, as Cab stated.
Correct.
So you got to grab a piece of it. Now, ideally, it's better off when you're getting a +7, and then you're sprinkling on the money line as well, then as opposed to just a +3 and a +150. But to me, man, like if you told me, Cam, you got one choice. You can take the +150 or the +3. I'm taking the +150 and saying I'm putting
it. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Decisions. I am Renzi, kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. All right, we're going to get into some baseball, but we were just talking about parlay, so it's a perfect segue into our main man, Rick Saratella, who fired off. I don't know where he got this because he just sort of sent me this number, this sort of antidote. It's minus 200 favorites, Cam, in the NFL. Minus 200 favorites. Favorites in the minus 200 money line range. Which was actually minus 200 through minus 300, all right, in the National Football League last year, Ken. So favorites on the money line through minus 200 through minus 299 went 40, 13, and 1 straight up. Good enough for a 74.1% winning percentage. Betting on all the minus 200 favorites to minus 299 favorites every week during the regular season would have netted you a profit of 5.5%. To put this into context, if you bet $50 on each game, you would have made $150 on the season. So let's multiply it. So if you bet more than 50, so let's say you bet 100, 300, 200. All right, so you can add up, you make 5.5. So this is what's also interesting. It's also all about how much you can afford to spend on your weekly buy. And the most you would have had to spend on a single week at $50 a game would have been week 15 when there were six games in that money line range. However, you went 5-1 that week, netting a profit of 15.9%. And as the person, I don't know, attribute it to somebody that's sort of like one of these, it's like writing on a bathroom wall, Cam. It's like words of urban wisdom here. So I don't know who to attribute this to, but it says something I like about this method is if you don't ever leave, it doesn't ever leave you in a huge hole on a week-to-week basis. You have never lost money in back-to-back weeks. Your biggest single loss would have been in week 13 where you just lost two games. You would have had 11 profitable weeks and six pushes. Interesting concept. Like I said, we like to throw out just different, you know, ways of approaching these things, but obviously you're not going to do this and bet $50 a game, but it goes to show if you put a nickel a game, let's say you put a nickel a game, you made $1,500, Ken. All right, just like playing these minus 200 to 300 favorites. Because let's be real, the National Football League, there aren't a ton of these money line upsets.
No, the thing is with that method, that's very interesting. So a favorite between minus 200 and 300, you have to have a high winning percentage. Because if any, say we're, me and you are betting a nickel on a money line with a team at minus 250, that's a problem. Right, so you have to do it at 100%.
Can 69%? That's what. That's.
I understand that. Yeah, it's one of those things though. Say you're betting $100 per game or whatever, and you have that situation. Like the question is, Morenci, like you said it. Like how do you approach it? Do you take? Would you lay that kind of money at a mine? Like instead of taking a point spread, are you willing to say okay? This team's minus 240 on the money line. I'm going to put a nickel on them.
No, this approach is better for if you have a big bankroll, obviously. But what it is, it's sheer patience. It's sheer patience. Like I bet you the guy and people, some people tuning in right now would say, all right, you made 5.5% back on the season. All right, yeah, you made 5% back on a season just of that betting angle. So that's one angle that you made 5.5% back on. And a football season is like 4 months, a little more than 4 months, now four games, 17 games, et cetera. If you were given back a 5.5% dividend on Wall Street, you'd be getting bonuses from the bosses, Cam. So that's the whole point, right? There's different ways to approach it. So, remember going back to our boy Vegas Dave, who I used to call Calgary Dave. But there's a million Vegas Daves in the world.
Calgary Dave. The problem with Calgary Dave, though, he didn't take that system. He would take those parlays of like teams that were
ones.
Yes.
He did the college football like minus 70,000 to like he would take like all the minus 50-point favorites together. No, but he would make money. It wasn't glamorous. People would say, "Oh, that's kind of lame and whatever." You know what I mean? But he didn't lose it. He used to make money doing it, Kemp. You need to chunk in like a couple of thousand dollars on these parlays to make it worth it every week. But there's like a couple of years, whatever, dude. Like how many upsets were there last week? Like major upsets? None.
No. There were – what was the biggest upset in college? I'm trying to think like what from a spread perspective.
Montana beat Washington. All right, that's an upset.
What were they?
My bad. That's a major upset. But
yeah. Yeah, so
it is.
What was Washington favored by?
I think like 20.
In my opinion, they were under 20-point favorites against a team like the Montana Grizz.
But that's
I was going to say 17.
That's not one of those games you would put in that part. Like, he'd be like, no. Montana's for real. You're picking on Fordham and stuff like that. Fordham against
UMass.
UMass.
The thing about doing it, no way
in hell they lose games.
That is, see, this thing is, you're bringing up a really good point. And you're right. For me, I'm not going to play that way. But if I was a rich guy and I had like a $50,000 bankroll that I didn't mind pissing away or doing, that is a great way to attack it because you can put a $1,000 parlay with ding, 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 ding.
Or you take your few hundred, you roll it up. Just likes to make money. and say, well, yeah, I'm making money off of this, right? We like the action of every game and stuff, but I, you know, that's why I started betting more futures. If you play, the more games you play, the harder it is to win. It's sort of like sitting at a blackjack table. The longer you sit there, eventually, you know, you're going to hit full tilt, right? You sort of got to pick your spot.
Yeah.
And like I said, guys, all I'm doing is I'm just throwing out different strategies, different ways of approaching it. Some people hate parlays. Some people love parlays. Some people like teasers. Some people like underdogs. Some people like money lines. Some people
teasers,
like props, right?
Teasers, and we've said this before, if you're going to do teasers, you have to do exactly what you talked about on yesterday's show. You go to the money line parlay, click, click, and see the juice. That's what you do. You just can't be lazy about it because sometimes it's 20, 30 cents off. Betting, you know, hundreds of dollars, you'd either do a money line parlay or a teaser. Whatever one, the math works better. That's what you do. So those are things like, that's the thing, Gabe. A lot of the time, you know, when you first start doing it, click, 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 you got to look at it. Say, okay, wow, this is minus 112. This is minus 138. You know, try to find good numbers. Over time, you're going to need that cash.
And we're minus 22 and a half. That's what it closed at.
I thought
it was like 18 and a half, 20 and a half. It closed at 22 and a half. That game, Montana. I was on
That's
the
a big
road.
Upset.
Yeah, it was 13-7. It is. Like, let's call it. It's a big upset. So, yeah, I take it back. But like I said, if I was doing one of those money line parlays, I put it this way, Kev. I did have about three or four of those shots. I'm not going to lie. I put about $500 in. I got about $850 back. It's like, you know, minus 130 parlay here, minus 120 there. Like,
there's nothing wrong with winning $350
Alabama,
bucks.
Mississippi,
right?
Like, you name the teams, Ken. Michigan, Alabama. Yeah. Check. But I didn't put Washington because I'm not going to mess with Montana.
Yeah, that's Montana not like always plays wide. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Montana.
We watch college football.
Really, Grizzlies can ball. Those guys are the real deal in basketball.
I agree. In Washington, I hate to say it, even though I'm a fan of the school and, you know, my grandpa went there, they're not very good. It's just one of those things that the program, it was a really bad, other than UCLA, I think it was kind of a bad week for the Pac-12. Like Oregon's win over Fresno State was very unimpressive. They didn't cover the number. We actually live bet Fresno there, Gabe. But I want to see this week. This is very important. This is another thing that people got to know. The overreactions of the lines. Like some teams that look really bad, you're going to get inflated numbers. Which teams are and what ones do we jump on that people are off saying, oh, they looked horrible last week. You know everything changes week to week.
Well, there might be a little overreaction to Michigan now that Washington went from being a 2.5-point favorite to like a 6-point underdog. And
that's
Michigan's
crazy.
Best wide receivers lost for the year. Roddy Bell is out for the year. I'll tell you, I want to get into baseball, but you're bang on, Cam. I think it was a horrible week for the Pac-12. Like, Washington losing to Montana hurt everyone else. You can't rack up style points now. Like, you just hurt the whole conference. Like, these guys got to get that.
You did.
You suck. You hurt everybody. Because now our strength of schedule is hurt because of you, right? We're counting on you to be undefeated when we play you type of deal. And I tell you, I think it's – you know what? You look at the basketball, Cam. The Oregon State Beavers had a nice run, but it was really UCLA. You look at football right now, the Pac-12. Looks like UCLA's back. Football, basketball, UCLA's a hot program again.
I agree.
But I think the Ducks are in a lot of trouble going into Ohio State, bro. And you know me. I'd love to take the Quacks here. They're going to get Quacks.
You know what, Gabe? I'm going to tell you something, though. This is an interesting game because I think there is going to be an overreaction. If I get a good – like, the thing is, what is it?
14,
you give me 14.5 with Oregon, you give me over 2 touchdowns, I'll take the Ducks. And I'll put that in right now, and I'll bet it. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. What?
I still can't do it.
You can't. Oh, I can do it. I can do it. I'm going to tell you, Ohio State, sure, you beat Minnesota. Oregon's still a good team. They didn't play well against Fresno State. They're going to show up for this game. They're going to lose this game. But I don't know if they're going to lose by 15 points, Gabe. This is good. It's kind of what we talked about before. Oh, you know, the Pac-12 stinks. It's 1 week, right? So let everybody overreact. And if they get smoked by Ohio State, I apologize to everybody, you know, that's on me. But I'm going to tell you, we're 1 week into the season. It's not an impressive win against Fresno State. You're going on the road. If you want to give me inflated points, I'll take it. Overreactions are the key to winning this week in college football. I think I'm going to be more selective, too. It's because that things are going to be – this is a tough week. Let's put it that way. It's not, like, easy. I don't think they're just going to be giving away money, right? Like, what do you do? Like, is Clemson that bad? They didn't look good against Georgia. Their quarterback figured it out in the four, like with 5 minutes left in the game, and he didn't play very well before that. So there's a lot of things that we have to think about. Are they that bad? Can they improve? And we'll get better numbers.
All right. So speaking of improving, the Toronto Blue Jays have really improved. We'll get into some baseball on the other side.
Playing good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morency, kicking it with the raging redhead. Cam Stewart just talked a little football strategy as the season approaches. Interesting college football card this week. And I did do some overnight research last night. It was time to get caught up with some college football numbers, and we'll share what we came up with. But let's take a look at the diamond right now. Let's talk some baseball and see what Cam's pulling the trigger on here this evening as I continue to just hang out in the shallow end
of the pool.
Yeah, Cam continues to do cannonballs off the motel rooftop.
Yeah, I'm fine so far, but if I slip, you know, and I hit the deck, I'm in big trouble. And that's what happened in the Colorado game. Gabe, see, I was impressing everybody. Frank the Tank, they're like, Cam, like me in Mexico. And they're like, Oso. Oh. I'm like, what the hell? Oso. They're like, Oso. I go, I know, it's a joke. Nice bullpen. Good work, guys. You're leading the whole game, and then you give it up in the ninth. Look, I love baseball. Anyway, Morency, I was there in Mexico. They're going, Oso. I won the cannonball competition in a bottle. Everything goes well for a while, yeah, but if you lose your groove and you slip, big problems. You know you can get injured by the pool. So the Colorado Rockies, they've injured me. I'm coming back strong. Tonight, it's an interesting card. There's a lot of things going on. Mets got it done last night. They're still alive. You talked about the Blue Jays. Very interesting matchups tonight.
All right, so just for the record, too, I lost last night in game when I took the Marlins against the Mets, trying to get a head start on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I would have had a winning night other than that with the baseball, the in-game, and I put more on it. But I didn't have the heart to tell you off the top of the start of the show. I didn't feel like being confrontational. I have San Francisco parlay.
Oh, that's good. No,
Buccaneers. I did the same thing again. Because at plus money, I don't have a choice. I lost one. I got to come back at it. So at least whatever, I can get a little bit of a head start on this. But let's get into your Toronto Blue Jays, Cam, taking on the Bronx Bombers. Our boy Lewis Heel. On a hill here against your guy. And if you're going to get a Blue Jay jersey, I think this is the player you would get. This is your guy. Manoah's on the hill here tonight.
Yeah, I like Manoah. I like the fact that he's a West Virginia Mountain here too. It's got a soft spot in my heart for the West Virginia school with Major Harris and everything. The problem with Alek Manoah recently has been he got really rattled in his last start against Oakland. He threw inside, hit a couple guys. There was almost a big fight in that game. You know what I mean? He didn't mean to do it, but Oakland players wanted to beat the crap out of him, and a couple Blue Jays, like, settled down. He's a nice kid. Anyway, tonight, it's interesting. Heel goes for the Yankees, Gabe, and we've talked about him. He's been absolutely fantastic. Manoah and the Blue Jays are a hot team right now. We know one thing about the Yankees, and you watch them night after night, these guys, it's home run or bust. So out of principle, I will be taking the Blue Jays tonight, just riding out the streak right now. I think Manoah's going to be okay, and I don't know if the Blue Jays can get to this guy tonight, but I'm going to take them. They're an underdog in the situation. And I'm just going to keep on riding the train, Morency. This team's hot right now on the field and playing loose, and the Yankees look like they're gripping the bats tight.
That's a big start, tough spot. Listen, the Jays are 7-3 when Manoah's on the hill. They're 9-1 in the last 10. They're on a tear right now. The Yankees are a resilient team, but as you stated, everything's just going the Blue Jays' way. At plus money, I can't argue the pick. I can't call you a homer for the pick. It's not a homer pick. At plus 112 right now. The total is 9.5. All right. So what about the Mets and the Marlins? Last night, the Mets did get it done against the Marlins. The game was tied. They ended up pulling away. Alonso's crushing balls. What do you make of tonight's game getting going right now?
Yeah, I was on the Mets and hit the parlay. I'm going back to the Mets again tonight, Gabe. I don't know what it is. I'm not even a Mets fan, but I seem to be aligned with the Mets and the Blue Jays and the streaks that they're on right now. Alcantara is a very good pitcher for the Miami Marlins tonight. But I'll tell you, Rich Hill, he's a veteran. He knows what to do. Keep these guys off balance. It's beautiful. The Mets, it's basically a pick 'em price, and they're a hot team right now. They're playing really well, really well, and they are raking. They're getting guys on base. I think the Mets are a play tonight. Faded the Marlins yesterday. I'm going back to the Mets tonight, Gabe.
All right. Cam's all in tonight. All in. I love it.
Yes, all in. I don't know if that's good. We'll see.
More courage than I do. I don't know. So listen, the Mets are, they've lost four or five of Rich Hill's last five starts. All right. So let's keep it rolling here. Well, here we are again. The game's a pick 'em again. I mean, they can't win every night, but it doesn't mean you bet against them. So it's either the Rays or pass, in my opinion. But yeah, if we want to get – it doesn't even matter who's pitching for these guys. Nothing – like, it really doesn't. But McClanahan. Hey, I'm trying to eat my lunch. Hey, McClanahan.
McGargle. What's the kind of thing? McGargle? Hey, McGargle. Yeah.
Billy's dead because of you, McGargle.
You McGargle.
Hey, I'm trying to eat my lunch. Hey, McClanahan, you're in.
Get McClanahan. He sounds like a cop. Hey, go see. I got a problem. Hey, my neighbor got stabbed. Go see McClanahan down in Homicide. Yeah, okay, yeah, thanks. Sure. Anyway, Gabe, you're going to be surprised here. Like, I've got
business. McClanahan handles things, Cam. Yes. Like you said,
he does
like
handle things.
Should be a detective show. It really should.
Yeah.
McClanahan's on the beat. Don't worry.
This week on McClanahan.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say this.
You said, tennis tournament.
You sent me to the buffet, and I've been eating everything. I'm starting to get a little bit stuffed, Gabe. So you're like, come on, Cam. You could go to the carving station one more time. I'm going to have to pass.
He's 2-1 passing against the Rays. He's actually pitched well.
That's the problem.
The Rays are going to lose. The problem. It almost feels like this is the spot tonight that they lose.
I'm not betting Boston, but yeah, I don't advise the Rays. There's something telling me stay away from the Rays tonight, so I will.
You can't bet that. Can't bet the Rays, but the Red Sox. No. But it's the Rays or pass. No. And I'm going to kick myself when the Rays are up 3-0 in the first inning if I don't take it. So I'm undecided. I might put the Rays in still. Nationals and Braves. Are you all in here? Are you going to continue? Are you running it through the garden here like Subway? Are you passing? Skip the olives?
Yeah, skip the olives. What am I going to do with this game? Right now, it hasn't made the card. I think I might put a dance partner together because I think the Braves should take care of business with Toussaint going. And I love the Padres, but I don't want to lay, what are they, $3 with Darvish? You got to put it in a parlay. That's the way it's got to be played. But I am not betting this game, run line or nothing, Gabe. So I'm going to pass again. I have indigestion.
Reds and Cubs. Reds got it done. Pass. That's the one I'm kicking myself for not playing last night. I thought
I was close. Gabe, I'm going to tell you, though, for a guy that bet the Reds, everything is a gong show. Like, they're up, gets like 4-3, Cubs come back. It wasn't, trust me, it wasn't like an easy ride. I was like, oh, the Reds held on. Thank God. You know, they always find a way to screw it up. But I'm going to pass tonight on the Reds-Cubs game. To be honest with you, that's a bad pitching matchup. Gutierrez is not very good, and Mills is hot and cold. I kind of look at the over, but both teams aren't really swinging the bat. So I'm going to have to pass this game.
All right, we're into a game that I got wrong last night, Philadelphia and Milwaukee. Philadelphia had won 5 straight against these guys. Milwaukee smoked them. Absolutely smoked them last night. So they go at it again. Kyle Gibson on the hill here tonight against Peralta. So Phillies are plus 142. I'm almost in a spot where I took them last night. I almost have to take them tonight just due to the fact that they're plus 142 right now, Ken. I'm almost like in that situation where if I like them last, it's sort of like our theory of football. But, you know, I thought they're hot. They had a chance last night. Now I'm getting plus 142 because, you know, if I don't take them, that's the old gambling off the cliff, falling off, you know what I mean? Falling into the hole, isn't it? You bet on a team, they lose, you give up on them, the next night they win at plus 142.
Yeah.
Happens I try not to do that. All the time this year. They always lose the first game and then they win the next one.
Yes, they do. But the problem is, Milwaukee's one of those teams, Gabe, but even with that theory, I don't want to step in front of these guys. Hey, you were right about the Dodgers last night. I took a shot with St. Louis. It looked good for a while. Dodgers win that game. Milwaukee smoked Philadelphia. They're just one of those teams. They're in really good form right now. I love Kyle Gibson, too. I like, you know, if he can keep the ball down, a lot of ground ball outs. But I want to take Philly as a dog. Something in my mind, like the Boston-Tampa Bay game. You got other things on the agenda. I'm going to pass. I have a lean to Milwaukee in this spot, but I'm not going to lay the juice.
I'll sprinkle just because I'm attracted by the price at plus 142.
It's a good price.
Yeah. It's and like I said, I took them last night. So you're on your own, everybody out there. If you want to tail it, like I said, I took the Phillies last night. I got punched in the mouth. I'm coming back to them again tonight. Los Angeles Dodgers. Well, pretty much everybody we always talk to, Kev, always says, well, anytime I get the Dodgers, guys, minus 1,600, I take them. Right? Like anytime like the Dodgers are in like a reasonable, except, you know, I already hear Cam's resentment in this. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you like the Cards tonight? Bullpen start for the Dodgers?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Against Wainwright.
The Dodgers are that, the Dodgers are that person. You know what I mean? Like, I'm coming around, you know, beating up a couple people, but here comes the Dodgers. Like, he's tough and he wants to kill me. I owe him money, and it's like, I know it could be a good spot tonight. He looks tired, but it doesn't matter. He's so damn tough that I got big problems. I got to knock him out, or because if he hits me, I'm in big trouble. That's the Dodgers. They're a heavyweight fighter, and they kill you. It doesn't matter if they're down, up, Morenci. It's tough. I love Wainwright, too. St. Louis is a dog. I'm not touching this game with a 10-foot pole. I lean Cardinals. Darvish. See, I'm showing some discipline now.
You are. I'm surprised. You're passing a little bit here.
Well, I still got like six or seven. Like, I'm not betting every game. You missed the worst game on the board that we haven't caught. You kind of skipped over. I think we got. I like Kansas City tonight. It's a fade of Harvey. They're only 30-cent favorites. Give me the Royals with cheese.
I cannot believe I skipped over the Kansas City Royals and a Baltimore Orioles game.
God, I dare you.
What the hell was I thinking?
McGarnago, read the script.
Hey, McClanahan, get your act together. I can talk about the big game. The Royals, just for our LTN crew. So I didn't do it deliberately. I'm just, you know what, Cam? I actually just skip over the meaningless games now at this time of the year in baseball.
I know you do. That's the thing. I'm like, hey, man, go back to that Tigers game.
I don't acknowledge them. I don't even see them.
No. I apologize to the listenership. It's not Gabe's problem. It's my problem. I love bad baseball games, right? Like, I'm betting Detroit tonight. And I like Kansas City tonight in the bounce back with minor leagues going up against Harvey. Harvey, sure, he pitched well for like a month, but that kind of ended very quickly. I got to take my chance with Kansas City tonight.
This is the worst game on the board tonight.
Yes. Actually, Detroit-Pittsburgh's
sure. That's already started, though. That's already started, so I didn't count that one.
Yeah.
Like, games coming up tonight, Blue Jays-Yankees, good stuff. Rays-Red Sox, good stuff. Nationals-Braves, Braves trying to hang on to first place in the division. Reds fighting for their wild card life against the Cubs. Phillies battling for a division title up against a good team. One of the best teams in baseball, one of the most traditional story brands in baseball, Dodgers versus Cardinals. You got Yu Darvish on the hill here tonight, White Sox and Athletics. Like I said, that one game is Kansas City and Baltimore. And if you will, I don't know, if you want to call it the New York Jets and the Carolina Panthers, that's your prerogative. I think this is almost more Vikings. But the Texans and the Jags, that's the worst game.
Yes.
But that's if some guy not watching and betting.
Oh, I love it. See, that's the thing. You're betting a horrible toilet bowl game like me. We like Houston. It doesn't matter if the teams are bad or whatever. If we like it from a gambling perspective and it wins, who cares? That's what I love when people come up to me. They're, you're betting on some loser baseball game. Yeah, and you're betting on Carolina and the Jets or Jacksonville and Houston. It's the same damn thing for every sport.
Well,
if you like the game, bet it.
In an NFL season, or 17 now.
That is true. I get it.
As opposed to 162. lower level
Fair enough.
Crap.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Coming up as we break it down. But before we get to the live action, we've got some game time decisions to make. So, Cam, what are your early game time decisions? Sounds like you've got a heavy early card, but you're showing some patience and some discipline in the late night hours so far.
Good observation.
So what do you got? So
good observation. Good observation, because yesterday we swept the board at 7, and at night it was a mixed bag, more bad, to be honest with you. So I'm going to be a little bit more careful. So games coming up. I told you I like the Toronto Blue Jays tonight against the Yankees. I have them +1.5, +2 in a parlay. I like the Royals -130 against the Baltimore Orioles. It's a Harvey fade. I want to take the Red Sox. Just can't do it. Gabe, a parlay with the Atlanta Braves and the San Diego Padres. That'll make the card. And other than that, I am done. That is my early baseball card. What do you got?
You know, this is sort of just literal recreational plays here. Nothing jumps off the screen at me right here. It's like, all right, this is a big lock. Like I said, my biggest play was I put San Francisco in with a moneyline parlay with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I'm going to continue to ride the hot hand. I've been taking the Rays on a daily basis, and I'm not going to jump off now in a pick'em range. So give me the Toronto Blue Jays at the +112. Give me the Rays at the pick'em. And you know what? I'll jump in on a parlay here, Cam. Get a little action going. I do think the Braves are going to win this game as well. So who's the best dance partner with the Braves?
San Diego with Darvish.
I have a hard time arguing that.
There's not, I think it's really only like a bunch.
There's not really.
Yeah, there's nothing else. Really, yeah. There's nothing else that you can feel confident. Wait, and I think that's good. I think San Diego, too, they're going to be ready to rock. They wasted a good performance from Snell. They really screwed up. I think Darvish goes out there and deals tonight, and they smack the Angels around. So that's my parlay, Braves-Padres.
I can't disagree. I just put it in. Braves in San Diego, and we'll play the Blue Jays as small dogs, and we'll play the Rays as a pick'em. Forget who me and Cam like. How about Jay Berman's pick last night about Pujols hitting a home run? Going
excellent
back to St. Louis, we'll see if he's got another home run dinger play tonight. What his best bets of the night are.
Winning Edge benefit number 27. Not having to explain to your wife why you lost.
Sweet.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.